If any want to become my followers, let them deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. For about 5 years, I belonged to Rice Temple Baptist Church in Houston, Texas. I had been raised in the Episcopal Church, baptized in the Episcopal Church, and really tried to find an Episcopal church to join when I moved to Houston for my residency. Although I visited many Episcopal churches in the Houston area, I did not feel comfortable in any of them. Some were too rich. Some were too dismissive of conservative beliefs, and I was pretty conservative at that point in my life. Some were simply too far away for me to be a regular participant. And while I was searching for an Episcopal church, I attended meetings, Bible studies, evening meals, and the like at the Baptist Student Union across the street from the medical center. I made many friends there. And after I had sought and sought for about 9 or 10 months for an Episcopal church, they suggested I try Rice Temple Baptist Church. And I did. And ultimately, I joined that church. So, why this trip down memory lane? Well, I knew then that I could not maintain my Christian faith without the support of a community of fellow believers in Jesus. And I wanted to faithfully follow Jesus even more than I wanted to be a doctor. I had heard the verse many times, "If anyone wants to be my follower, let her deny herself, take up her cross, and follow me." And I knew the importance of following Jesus. In my 20s, as I was then, I understood taking up your cross to mean that I had to wear my faith. A cross around my neck, a Jesus Christ AD 33 MIA bracelet on my wrist, stuff like that. And I believe the evangelical assertion that you must proclaim your faith wherever and whenever. I certainly did not want to be ashamed of Jesus and then discover that he was ashamed of me at the judgment day. I didn't buy into the saving souls push so much because I understood Jesus was the one who does the saving of souls. But I knew I had to risk ridicule if I was to be a follower of Jesus. Obviously, taking up your cross was not supposed to be easy. And I meant to do whatever it took to shoulder that cross and follow the man from Galilee. If anyone wants to be my follower, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. Now, I've heard people take this concept of taking up your cross to mean enduring the inevitable suffering associated with human life. A handicapped child was the cross I have to bear. Cancer was the cross I have to bear. An abusive husband was the cross you have to bear, as one of my friends was told by her priest. I've seen people wear their religion on their sleeves, as I did in my 20s, and claim that any ridicule or disadvantage they might face was the cross I have to bear. No doubt you've heard of that guy who literally carried a large wooden cross all the way across the United States. He believed that was what he was called to do, to literally take up that cross and follow Jesus across the United States. Over the centuries, groups of Christians have formed communities separate from the world in order to follow Jesus, to take up their cross. The desert fathers and mothers of the 3rd century AD left Alexandria, the great city in Egypt, and went out into solitude in the deserts of Egypt, seeing that as taking up their cross. Monks and nuns throughout the centuries have taken vows of poverty, chastity, and obedience as their way to take up the cross and follow Jesus. Many Celtic Christians sought green martyrdom, that is, a solitary life in the green hills of Ireland, to follow Jesus. People have settled in communities like Shakertown, Kentucky, and Ephrata, Pennsylvania, taking up their cross by leaving the luxuries of civilization for a simpler life. There are many ways, many understandings of what it means to take up your cross. But undergirding them all is this desire to be a follower of Jesus. If any want to be my followers, let them deny themselves, take up the cross, and follow me. It's clear that following Jesus is important. It's why we're here today. But following Jesus is not supposed to be easy. A cross is not easy. It's not easy to carry, and it's certainly not easy to die upon. And self-denial is hard work, as any alcoholic trying to stay sober understands, as anyone who's given up anything for Lent knows firsthand. Denying the self is hard because the self immediately begins to complain. That's not what God wants. God wants you to be happy. God wants you to have the best seat on the plane, the best house in town, the best car. Just listen to any of the prosperity preachers. It's easy to wear a cross around your neck. You can find them in all shapes and sizes in box stores, fine jewelers, and everything in between. You can hide them under your clothes or wear them where everyone can see them. But wearing a cross is not taking up your cross. You can be brave through tragedy. You can be nice when people treat you unfairly. You can smile on the outside when you're in pain on the inside. But enduring trials and tribulations of life is not taking up your cross. Look to Jesus to see what it truly means to take up your cross. The cross we take up must be taken up for the sake of the world and the welfare of others. The cross we take up must work for the healing of creation. The cross we take up must require self-sacrifice, or it isn't the cross of Jesus. To discover what it means for you to take up your cross, I suggest that you literally take up a cross. Find a cross around your house. It can be a small one. It can be a piece of jewelry. It can be a large crucifix. It can be a wall cross. If you're forced to, just find a photograph of a cross. Take it up. It doesn't matter. But take it up into your hands and look at it. Truly look at it. Gaze at it. Think upon it. Meditate on it. And then sit in silence, holding it, opening your heart, your spirit, to what God is calling you to do, the cross you are called to bear. Maybe in this way, this very tangible, simple, but costly way, because you're going to have to take the time and you're going to have to open yourself to God's leading. Maybe taking up the cross in this way will help you discover the part you are to play, the cross you are to bear as a follower of Christ, working for the salvation of the world. If any of you want to follow Jesus, then you must deny yourself, take up your cross, and follow Him. Amen.